Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Jersey Shore family vacation. Still can't believe I'm saying that. And right before we got in here, I said, let's talk about Snooki. Fucking Snooki. Actually, no, we're talking about a sweepstakes. We're talking about a trip. We're talking about a retreat. Or should we call it a scratch off commute, a snacks and scratch off commute. Yeah, this episode was, I mean, I actually got a little, I'm not gonna dare I said that last episode.
Let me just, did you say teary eyed?
Yes. That's so bad. Oh, I was so mad at my, I know.
I love it though. It's funny.
I was like, oh, then I instantly started laughing. Like, Angelina is needed because she brings me back. Like, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't be tearing up because, like, why are they, like, they should be mad at each other. But yeah, so let's talk about this episode though. It was good. It was good. I'm excited about the season still.
Again, I'm sick of kind of the made up, he won a sweepstakes thing, whatever you want to call it. The whole scratch off thing, annoying. Every time I see Mike the Situation do that weird little dance that he does, I can't stand it.
The hands and the foot.
I can't stand it. And yes, our listeners, I've never been a Situation fan and still am not. Again, we said last time, glad he's sober. Still think he's annoying as fuck. Anywho, I did love seeing the like couple of different car views, you know, Angelina and Sammy, you know, catching up, kind of prepping what's to come.
Yeah, prepping her too much because Sammy's like, bitch, you crazy. She's, yeah, I didn't know you had all this.
And not to get too far into it, but Sammy didn't come back as Angelina's ally. Yes, she's friendly with Angelina, but she can hold her own.
1000%.
Yeah. She didn't come in like, oh, I'm going to be anti the girls. She was ready to squash some beef. And she just so happens to come with Angelina. And yes, they're friends, but she's not Angelina's ride or die. So...
yeah, no.
Girl is a lot smarter than that.
Sammy's more of an OG than Angelina will ever be. So, no, yeah. It's like, if anything, Angelina's trying to attach herself to Sammy's hip. Like, I'm so with you. Like, all these shows on MTV, they always do this dumb shit of this fake, like, oh, we won this and we're going here. Oh my God, you're sending us on vacation where, and we're going here or whatever. Sam's dad rented this island for all of us and our friends to stay at for the summer. Like, no.
Well,
Siesta Key.
I have to say though, before that, when we get the shot of Sammy and her mom, and mom's like, well, are you going to go back? Like, what do you think the cameras are for? Yeah, Sammy's back. Like, it was just like an unnecessary scene.
Sammy's back. She's like, yeah, mom, I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet. I'm back. She's like, come on, mom. You know, look, mom, I got to pay the bills. She's like, I got that fucking store on the boardwalk and that goddamn Snooki has her store. I need to get on the show because I have more fans. She does. I mean, Snooki has like a bigger fan base because she's still been going on and never stopped.
And
in this puff.
I think she has been a character longer. You know what I mean? Like,
she's a character. She is a character. Sammy Sweetheart's not really she's not really a character.
But where Snooki was a brand. She didn't really brand things as Sammy Sweetheart. Snooki had the poof. She had, you know, it was different.
The Yeah, it was a look. It was different. But also Sticky had all these like, which I don't get, but these hosting gigs. It's like, why do we need
Yeah.
Snooki hosting shit? And I know Jay Wow had like the tanning lotion. They probably all had tanning lotion, let's be
Oh
fucking
my God, I
real.
forgot about that.
But I would always see sorry, I just coughed and sneezed. I'd always see people, like my friends, like, oh yeah, I'm going to the tanning salon and I got Jay Wow. Not the Jay Wow. Anyways, yeah, I liked her talking to her mom though. It was totally one of those like, yeah, mom, I'm going. That and the obviously the sweepstakes. There was something else that I was like, why are we doing this? Like, why are we needing to like lie about? I guess it's kind of like the Angelina thing. Like Angelina, like asking, like DMing Sammy, like, do we not really think that the producers were talking to Sammy as soon as Ron wasn't coming back? Or do you not think that they were always
Yeah.
probably reaching out? Like, do you really think it was like
Or
Angelina that bridged that?
that
I mean,
Angelina's not the
maybe.
only reason she came back, you know?
Yeah. Well, like her mom said, I mean, well, Sammy at least says it herself, you know, like she says, I mean, I had an ex, a toxic ex that was here, you know, like, and she said, like, you had your reasons. Her mom was really, I really liked her section with her mom. I was like, her mom was good. And even I really liked how she said, even if it comes up, like the past and the relationship and the bad stuff, like, you know, you could talk about it. Like you don't have to shy away from it. Like you're stronger now. And it's like, yeah, you are stronger now, Sammy sweetheart.
Like I was like seeing on Reddit, someone was trying to say like, you know, Sammy was abusive too in the relationship, and someone's like, sure, but only because she was in a relationship with Ron.
Yeah, it's a very
Like
toxic
if she never
relationship.
was with him, the way she acted would have never happened. Ron
Yeah.
always would have been an abuser, and
Yeah,
it's
we've seen
been
that.
shown that he still is one. So,
He hasn't been in a healthy, we've never seen him in a healthy relationship. Every relationship he's had after Sam has been very, very toxic. He's been arrested in the news. Them dragging being dragging him by a car or him dragging, like, what the fuck? Like, always something. So yeah, like was Sammy like verbally and like would throw shit or whatever and like
And
push
just like,
and
was that retaliation to him? We
apps
don't know, because there's a
app
lot of
yeah.
shit that MTV made her look like she was some like nagging, annoying
Oh
girlfriend. Like
no, we can see
they
through that.
did her pretty fucking dirty on the edit,
Yeah.
considering
Yeah.
now there's been a clear history of Ron being the same way with every one of his fucking
Yep.
girlfriends. So.
Yep. I will never forget the way he destroyed that room of hers, you know, and all of her shit. Like
Absolutely terrifying.
the bed, all that being like what is
Well,
wrong with
and
you?
I also want to really, you know, forgive the guys on the show for not being like really stepping in and
Yeah. No.
trying to protect Sammy too,
Well, it's
because
family. You know, family gets into arguments sometimes, Leah. You should know that. Come on. Well, that's just like, you know, when they showed it was like 4 days ago and it shows the situation. Oh, I am not just calling the situation. Mike calling, talking to not Sam, to Ron and saying, like, next thing is for you and Sam to get back together. It's like, stop.
Yeah,
Like,
it's gross.
it's really gross, especially with what he's dealing with now. It's like, come on. Like, why are we, especially, like, get with the times, man. Like, look, Jersey Shore was on at a time where reality TV all was just like doing grimy, like bad. Like, it was the time. I'm not trying to say like, oh, I'm so like they should have. I am disappointed out of how they didn't even be like, come on, you know, but like I didn't expect them to do what they should be doing now. which is like,
Yeah.
we don't really need Ronnie back.
No.
I don't know.
No, I agree. I don't think there's any place for him.
No, he's trash. Okay, so this drive though, yeah, I was like cracking up. Angelina and Sammy, hilarious. We get all of the tea from Sammy on who she's upset with and why. So she's upset, which one, she hasn't seen them since Dina's wedding or talked to them, which was like 2017.
Which
So a
is,
really
that's a
long time,
long time.
like 7 years. And she said maybe it was just, so it could have been, and that's not even like a place where you're really like hanging out, it's a wedding. You
Well,
didn't talk to Dina.
especially if there's, Sticky
Cookie's
and
probably
Jenny
in
at the
it.
wedding
Yeah,
and
I'm sure
shit,
they
like.
were, right? Like, yeah. Yeah, so she's mad at Dina because Dina ghosted her, which she's more most upset with Dina because they were the closest, which makes sense because Jenny and Stucky were the closest. But I didn't know this. I didn't make that because Sammy was so much with Ron that I didn't put them together as being close as well, Dina and Sammy. But it makes sense. I 1000% think that Dina is, I don't want to say a clout chaser, but like kind of not like wants to go with Snooki and JWoww because they are, Snooki and JWoww. She's just Dina. Because Sammy's coming back, now Sammy's Sammy's sweetheart. And I wonder, oh, so like I feel like Dina's reaction and apology, which we'll get there, was kind of my
Well,
least like.
it made it seem like, if the timeline's correct, so Family Vacation came back, what, 2018, 19?
Yeah.
So Sammy doesn't want to come
Probably.
back because Ron's coming back. Everyone on the show is bitching that Sammy's not coming back. And Dina can only pretend like she's defending Sammy for so long until she jumps on the train that the rest of them are on, bitching that Sammy's not coming back, which is probably when she started, ignoring Sammy.
Yeah.
Because she's just going to go to the side that everyone else is on.
Yeah, it's like I get it. You're filming a show with these people and you don't want to like I just don't get the, you moved, she reaches out, like you don't talk to her for years. Like that's weird.
And then to go on your Instagram live, kind of
Yeah.
saying the opposite when Sammy has the receipts that,
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah, it's like, we have roommates that we lived with years ago, and I think it'd be really weird if I said that out, if I was still in a good place with them, that there was one of them that I haven't talked to in 7 years. I'd be like, I must not be that close with them. Like we must not be friends anymore. We'd have not talked in that long, if we were that close.
Or make it seem like it's one person's fault, or if it's not just like a fault. Sometimes,
Yeah, sometimes you
like,
both just don't. Yeah, but like,
but
I
I
don't
think
know.
Sammy was probably hurt that she like stopped responding to her. But then she sees on Instagram Live she's shit talking Sammy, where, it's one thing to just fall off because you're just not
Right.
talking anymore, but then to have the other person like
No.
bitch about you. But yeah, I thought her apology was, well, first, before we get into that, well, because we got to get into all the reactions and
Yeah, we'll get there. I do want.
the Sammy Snooki one, hilarious. I mean, I love a good stupid fight. It's like the Kelsey Juliet bathing suit.
This is about a beach boutique. A
Okay, well,
shore on the
I
shore.
will give Vinny credit, it was kind
Oh
of
my
funny how he
God.
was shitting on, like, you guys are complaining about actually having the same store. And well, the thing is, for them both to, be upset, your whole shtick is you were on the Jersey Shore. So it's not that crazy that both of you, or all 8 of you, created a store on the shore or the boardwalk, whatever. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think it's such a petty, funny ass thing. Like, I get where Sammy, like, it's kind of sad because Sammy's totally outing herself here when it really is like, Snooki, you already have a successful business and stuff. Like, let me just have one. Like, come on. Like, come on. Let me just have the store. And yeah, that's what it is. And I think Snooki realized that and said, I'm sorry, and I love you. I don't want to fight with you. I'm getting to her apology. Because I actually felt like Snooki's was like, I don't know. I feel like hers was more legit. I think it was JWoww and Dina that I'm like, yeah, whatever. But
Yeah. Because it did seem like, these fights that they have with Angelina versus Sammy, like, it just proves to me, like, they're never really, really gonna be friends with Angelina.
that's what
They were really just hurt by not being friends, or not hurt, but the way that they cried made me think that, like, they're
that's
really
why I
bummed
cried.
about the friendship,
I
not
thought people
working
were gonna
out.
be mad, and they were like it was almost like they saw like an old family member, like a surprised family member. It was very sweet. I really, really touched me. I'm not gonna cry now, but it really did touch me. Mostly be it was like I think it was like a Snooki's reaction too, like them saying like well, like I missed you, like it's good to have you. And even JWoww, who I can't fucking stand. Dina, I just want to flick her and like get away from me right now. But everyone else's reactions were really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I love the reactions. I mean, I did don't like Jenny either, but when she's like, I mean, is this real? Can I give you a hug? Like,
Yeah, it was genuine. It felt real. It was
Vinny seemed absolutely, shell-shocked. Because I don't think I even really thought it was ever gonna happen again.
but Angelina did it, apparently, MTV better be paying her good. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
Sammy
and
fucking deserves it.
I love that, Angelina's like, what? So, like, they squash their beef within like 5 minutes. It's like, yeah,
Okay,
because
that whole shit though was so fucking funny how it kept stopping. Okay, well, maybe now because Sammy was like starting it. She was like, okay, well, you know why I'm mad about. You know why you're
which
blocked. You
I
know.
love where she's like, let's just get this out.
Right
And over
away,
with.
like she hasn't taken off her
And
jacket
even
yet.
she even, the Snooki was like, yep, I'll apologize. I was being petty about that. Boom. She took ownership of it. And she just wasn't taking anyone's shit. And it's great because she hasn't been on the show for so long where she's like, I've got nothing to fucking lose.
Nothing.
They want me to keep filming because they know their ratings are gonna be good when I'm on it.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. Then I like how they were all struggling to find a spot to hide for it was so funny. Like where they could hide for Bali. Because it's so true. Like, it's just like
I loved the brief
a
reaction we
fire.
saw. But I can't wait to see, like, the next part after this, like,
Me too.
really, like, his
Me too.
confessional, like, saying hi to her and everything.
Yeah.
This is a
Yeah.
good, quote unquote prank.
Yeah, I was like,
Should
is this a pretty?
we, yeah.
You're like, oh, prank. I'm like,
Should we
okay.
talk about the room
Yeah.
situation?
This is so Housewives. So Housewives.
And Summer
It
House.
is. And Summer House, yeah. Yeah. Very summer house, actually. It's more summer house in this sense. What do you think?
If it truly was Mike's sweepstakes that he won, he should get the main room. But because I think that's all just made up, I really do think it's first come, first serve. So, I mean,
You know what?
if this was his own house too, or like, his rental house, he booked it.
Yeah, if
But
he booked this, if it was his birthday, if it was a special occasion celebrating something from, if he just got out of prison or
his
someone passed
baby
away.
moon, whatever shit that they people celebrate,
Yeah, you just, whatever. Okay, but nah, you're fucking late. You've been getting a good room. You took too many goddamn stops. Maybe you shouldn't have stopped so many times for scratch offs and just wasting money, which really bothers me. It's like you just went to prison and now you got this big ass house. You're on the show. You're making all this money, which you're probably still fucking up your taxes in some way. Let's be real. But you're probably making more now than you did before. But I don't know. And you're gonna stop and get all these, oh, because I'm just one away from getting, it's like you just spent like $1,000 on the
well,
way
and it's
down there
like
on scratch offs alone. Like that's so annoying.
it was. I agree. Where it's like,
And all the fast food. It's
ugh.
like you spent probably $400 on all, like you're not eating all that. You're wasting it. It's really
Well,
fucking, is that
and how
funny?
far was this drive either?
From Pennsylvania. Well, poor Dina doesn't know how to get from. Are they coming from, were they coming from Jersey? I guess they were all coming from different areas. Probably from where? New York.
But still, we didn't see
It
them
can't be,
like,
I'm gonna guess it's like 4 hours at
which you
max.
make one stop, if that,
Yeah, I would say
for
four
food.
hours maybe. Yeah, because Pennsylvania is just like a really like long state, so depending on where it's at it could be long. But yeah, they didn't, like, it's not like
A 10-hour
it
road trip.
changed. Yeah, it's not like, oh, it's we're going into the night, you know.
But it's just like him stopping. It's like the shtick. I'm over it. I am.
Big Daddy's sitch.
Oof.
You're over that. Is that what you're
Yeah.
over? Sorry, I had to do it. I am in the S's. How do you feel about the S's and Lauren's?
I
Oh,
can't
that's
stand it.
my.
And I've seen people say, well, that's people from Jersey talk like that. And someone's like, I've lived in Jersey my whole life. I've never heard that once. So it's, he's just trying to like, and even like Pauly and Vinny have made fun of it. Like, he's just trying to get a new t-shirt he can,
Yeah, I liked how Paul,
like,
Vinny was totally outing it. You know, that's the thing. Like, I like Paulie and Vinny. I like, that's like a, that's, I
no,
know.
it's fine.
Taking a face. That's like my Kyle Cook, I guess, for you. Like,
That's fair.
I actually find
Territory.
them funny. And I also like, I genuinely don't think that they're always trying to make like a tagline. I think that they actually are genuinely saying the shit that they're saying, and it just happens to be funny, or it goes, or I find it funny. Like even like back with the Jim Tan, like they've been doing that. Like, and I know that Mike is involved in that too, but he goes a way other, like a whole other direction. Like even when
Look at the camera when he says a quote.
yeah,
It's
it's just
like,
too much. And I wonder if it's like an age thing, because I think he's so much older. He's just trying to like
yeah.
stay relevant. I don't know. But it's too much. I mean, people love it though. Must. They must, right? Like, why
Yeah.
else is, like, why is he doing that? So, but I don't. Anyways, anything else from the episode that we want to talk about?
No, interested to see, Pauly D's reactions. Hopefully a little more sit downs. We've seen, in the trailer, there's still some like blow ups that happen. So I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, I think that well, I guess we didn't talk about Snooki talking to Angelina. That was like the last thing really that was on the episode. Snooki basically talking about the they bring up the reunion that just happened, you know. And she says, like, you know, I thought you were gonna go fuck up Dina. Like, we thought you were gonna go, like, come on. She's like, I don't know why you got so aggressive. And like, I'm Team Angelina on this. I'm like, y'all are really trying to
Overreacting,
beat this
yeah.
dead
You're
horse. Like,
milking
this is
this.
too fucking much. Like, so I'm excited to see how that goes. I just hope that it's not like a pile on with Angelina. I hope that they're able to move on because I don't like that. Like, it's not fun.
No.
But it seems at least she has like the guys. The guys seem okay with her. I hate to be
Yeah.
like that, but
I mean,
seems like that.
I will agree with Angelina on this one. Like, she wasn't gonna hit or charge at Dina. Come on.
Yeah, anyways, pass. So we got the new episode tomorrow. We just rehashed Real Housewives of New York, and it was a great episode. We have two, three shows coming. Southern Charm, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and Survivor. So many coming our way. So it's we're gonna figure it out, but we're gonna make it
Yeah,
work.
we'll
So
yeah, we always do.
we always do. But anything else before we go?
No, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.